So by now I hope you understand that it's quite profound to say, here we are. Here. Unquestioningly here. And that here, only here, is the lived experience of the moment. And everything else is kind of a virtual reality. Many of the things which are not here have some reality, some importance. But the lived experience is only here. And part of the path of meditation here is to have a profound trust that allows us to be here. Profound trust in the value of being at home or centered in the experience here. A trust that teaches us that for these minutes we don't have to be thinking about the future and the past and other places and other times. We don't have to figure things out. Prefer a different here. Or a different now. And a trust that's so profound that the trust disappears. It's not needed. There's no need to trust. When we are just here, fully. And when there's a deep trust that allows us just to be present, not only does trust us fall away, not needed, but also what can fall away is any self-referential thinking. Any tendency to be self-referential. No coalescing around I or my experience. No place of hardness, solidity, of me aware, this is happening to me. To relax so deeply. Or be at ease so fully that it's possible to forget to refer the experience that you're having to yourself. In so doing, become more acutely of sound. It's just sound that's heard. Sensations of the body is simply sensations. Almost as if the sensations float in space. Feelings, simply feelings, no more or less self than the weather. And thoughts, simply thoughts. No more or less self than clouds drifting through the sky. And if there is any sense of self-referencing, it's okay. Perhaps the trust is big enough that you hold it lightly. You don't take it as the full story. Even the sense of self, ideas of self, are just ideas or senses floating in a vast ocean of space. Even if you have agitation, discomfort, it can be just agitation, particular sensations of agitation, discomfort, surrounded by a vast field of peace, space. When we don't identify ourselves in the experience, there's a room, breathing room, to notice that there is peace interspersed, penetrating all around. Similar to how you might shift your attention and from paying attention to the people and the objects in a room to noticing the space in the room. As we trust deeply and are no longer preoccupied, no longer ruled by our fears and our desires, we can notice that right next to our fears and desires, is a place of safety, of peace. Spaciousness, awareness has no boundaries. In and of itself, there's no constriction in awareness. A relaxed awareness simply knows. The particulars of the moment and the space and the peace around it. And as the trust becomes deeper, any sense of doing awareness, efforting, pressure, can be put to rest. Being with the knowing, allowing the knowing simply to be. Knowing all things as they appear. With no preferences or without being for or against. Trusting that whatever appears is as it should be. No need to identify or be self-referential. Connected to any kind of shoulds or ideals or what's supposed to happen. Just be on the edges of any concerns you have or preoccupations. Around the edges, knowing knows peacefully. Or in the center of all things, knowing is peaceful. Knowing becomes peace. And peace becomes knowing. profound trust in just knowing, profound trust in just being. Trust so profound that even trust falls away, not needed. A trust so profound that even knowing falls away. A trust so profound that nothing needs to be held up anymore. here, here. Here, a trust so deep, a trust so pervasive, that nothing needs to be held up. All things can be released. The body can be released. The mind can be released. The heart can be released. And consciousness can release itself. So in the realms of profound trust, in the realms of profound presence and release, there's also profound tenderness, a tenderness in the midst of our life. And perhaps sometimes it doesn't even feel personal, this tenderness. The cloudy, rainy weather, it's not personal, but it casts a particular feeling or mood on the day. Profound trust in just being here casts a certain kind of tenderness, heartfulness for this life that we live. And as you go about the retreat center today and practicing, you might allow yourself the quiet, and tenderness of simple presence and knowing. And may the quiet and tenderness support you in being present, so that it's said that when the rain falls in the forest, the big plants, the small plants, the trees, each takes up the water that they need. But the great rain rains on all of them equally. So the great Dharma rains on all of us equally, but in the quiet and mindful tenderness, may you today take in just the Dharma, just the truth that you need. And because the sign-up interviews filled up yesterday, if some of you didn't have a chance to get a spot and would like to see me today, you can leave a note for me, and if I can make it fit in, I'll add a spot for you to meet with you. Thank you.